All right. Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's, Madison, Monona, and Sun Prairie. Find them online at Salvatore's Tomato Pies. I'm Rocker, here with Terry Barr, broadcasting live on Devil Radio 92.7 FM Madison here in the Devil's Lair. Terry, tonight's guest in the Devil's Lair will be performing at Funk's Pub in Fitchburg for Flannel Fest on November 6th. Terry, who is with us tonight in the Devil's Lair?
Oh, we should do a big drum roll. Brrr, you know? There it is.
The band is listening.
I love it. It is the Mascot Theory.
Hey.
So wonderful. Mascot Theory led by Eric Challand. Okay, so for listeners, Eric, who may be unfamiliar with the Mascot Theory, I'd find that hard to believe. But hey, tell us a little bit about the Mascot Theory, and please introduce the guys in the band.
Absolutely. We, this year, 10 years of the Mascot
Theory. 10 years.
Yes, so we're old in the tooth. Is that the saying?
Long in the tooth.
Hair is grayer, some less.
Oh, my gosh. Hey.
That's a good start with a bad thing. My name is Eric Challand. This fine fellow to my right, you can't see it, but this is Paul Metz here.
Paul, hey.
Hi, guys.
He's playing cajon drum tonight.
Yes.
And his right is Corey Swadley.
Corey's with the band.
Good evening, everyone.
Yes. Good evening. Corey's playing lead guitar. Nick Fry brought the big fiddle in for us.
Oh. Hey, hey.
Oh. How you doing, Nick?
Super.
Happy 10 years, Nick.
Happy 10 years, buddy.
Aww. Okay, Eric, let me ask you really quick, because
yes,
Corey is kind of a newer member with the Mascot Theory.
And I'm the youngest.
Oh,
not
good for
true.
You.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Not true at all.
I always
not
say that, so I'm with you, Corey.
It's good to hear your voice, Terry.
Oh, my gosh, you too. Tell us, how did this all work out? Because obviously, Corey has his own band, the Lower Fifth, and so now sharing his multi-talents, guitar, singing, with his band, and now with the Mascot Theory. How did this all come about?
We've known Corey for many, many moons. He's a good guy.
He is. And
obviously the Lower Fifth, we've had connection with that. Paul plays in the Lower Fifth as well.
Hi.
Fun fact, Nick played in the Lower Fifth prior to the Mascot Theory being a thing,
this
right?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
So he's been in the circle. Luke Jorgensen, founder, God rest his soul, he actually recorded our first album, The Mascot Theory. So we have a lot of family ties, a lot of things. And when we were looking for a guitar player, the pandemic hit, so we weren't really having to worry about it too much because all our shows got canceled.
But
we just kind of were working on it, and we're like, there would be one person that could be perfect, that could just walk in and be amazing, and that's our pal Corey. And he has. And we played a bunch of shows this year and look forward to a lot more shows, and it's been amazing.
We do, too. We do, too. And tonight's going to be amazing, too. I'm going to do a little Facebook Live of you guys as well. So anybody listening, if you want to also check out your Facebook page, Max Inc. Radio is where it's going to be.
I would have wore something fancy if I would have known. Shoot.
I was just thinking
about
this.
I'm going to have to put on some pants.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll be careful of what I'm taking video of.
You know, no pants is still FCC compliant, but I don't know about Facebook.
Oh. Okay, I'll be careful.
Paul just told me that I have a face for radio, so
you
I guess
I do,
I'm,
buddy.
No.
Got a hairstyle for radio, that's for sure.
I forgot the main requirement for Corey to join the band was that we had to have a beard, and another bearded person in the band. Corey nailed it.
I grew a beard, so, yes.
Good job, buddy.
Just for you guys.
Good job. Even though he's like 20 years old, he was able to grow it really nicely.
Okay, oh man.
Well, let's get to some live music.
Rocker's like, come on.
With the Mascot Theory, should I call you guys the fifth mascot or the fifth theory? Here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, the first song you have for us tonight is called When I Drift Away, and it was recorded in Nashville. What's the backstory on this song?
When I Drift Away was released on our album, I believe 2014, Nick. I always have to look to Nick for years. And we recorded that down in Nashville, Tennessee at the record shop with our pal Giovanni. And it was a lot of fun to go down to Nashville, a lot of trips down there to work on the album, a lot of flights, a lot of drives, but it was a lot of fun. And this was on that album that came out. That was our second album after the first one, right?
And I think the song was worked out the week before we went to Nashville.
That's right. I like to spring songs on the guys every now and then, and this was one of them, like, hey, we're going down to Nashville for a little trip. Here's a song I wrote, guys. Let's do this now.
Sometimes morning of.
Yeah, so that was actually the song, and we decided to record it at that trip, I believe we started it, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Wrote a song about it. Hope you like it. Here it goes.
All right. Live in the Devil's Lair, this is Mascot Theory. The Mascot Theory live here in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr. She is coming back after doing some Facebook Live. That was really awesome.
Oh, woo. So good, so good, so good.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody.
Eric,
good to see ya.
You are in an award-winning band at night, but in the day, you're a graphic artist, even lending your talent to the mamas and creating festivals like Flannel Fest. Tell us about Eric Jelland.
Eric the person?
Yes. Who is he?
Who is? That's a great question. Explored in all the lyrics. I've always loved creative things, graphic design, more recently, but especially through this band, music videos, editing, all these things that are creative, working with other people, working with other bands, album covers for other bands. It's just all these things, all these creative things. I just love working together with other people. and videographers, all those people. That's just a huge, huge thing that has always been very important to me. And it's a way to expand the music, because the music is the music, but what can you do with the music to make it even bigger, even more collaborative? So, is that good? I had that written on my phone here.
Oh my gosh, that's funny, you guys. Oh, that sounded so good. I still can't get over that song. I love that song. Eric, of course, original music. That's what Mascot Theory is really all about. And it's so good. But you and I have had this conversation in the past. It can also be very dark. What makes your music so dark? You're not really a very dark person. I mean, some of it, you listen to the words and you kind of go, where did that come from?
I don't know. Thanks, Paul. I don't know. I think it's just ways to express yourself that maybe I'm actually an extremely introverted person, and I've had to learn how to, through musical experiences, learn how to be more extroverted. So I think a lot of those introverted things that you hold inside and you're not going to say, maybe you keep your opinions to yourself. With songs and things, you can, and lyrics, you can throw those things into those lyrics in a little bit of a disguised way and slide it in there. And maybe people understand what you're talking about, maybe they don't. When this band first formed, it was literally a time when my grandmother passed away, and my guitar player from an old college band had passed away. And so those were the beginnings of the band, was right when those happened. Yet I was into Mumford and Sons and the toe tapping things that you would hear, like from Lumineers. So that kind groove really got to me, and I was like, how can I do both? And so it was all these songs that were toe tappers, but a little bit about death, just a bit. So that was how it started. But it certainly has kind of morphed into other things, and you know, having kids and more kids since the first album. I've got three kids now, and they're getting older. So there's experiences with kids and experiences with the love of my life that I've had for 20 some odd years since high school. So we've been through a lot together. So in a lot of experiences. Another album was kind of about that, going down to Nashville and trying that music scene thing down there, and just a lot of different experiences, I guess. Sometimes they're dark, sometimes they're not as dark, and maybe sometimes they seem darker than they are. I don't know.
So now, how old are your kids?
My kids are 13, 11, and 9.
Are they listening to the radio broadcast tonight?
I highly have no idea.
do they know their...
I don't know.
Almost.
Do they know their dad's like a rock star and he's out there, you know, on the radio and media and festivals, or, you know, are they just like clueless?
When the pandemic was going on, I did some live stream shows, and I absolutely can't stand playing by myself. And so doing the live stream show in front of a camera, no audience, is even worse.
You got
no clapping.
Those were so good.
Well, so what I found is that I liked doing those only when I could get other people involved. Again, I like to work with other people. So I would figure out, hey, drummer Paul, how can you do some drums in your basement from your house and put it on this video with me? And Nick Fry, throw me some bass stuff from your house and we can see what we can do. And so we collaborated together on that. But I also would drag the kids into it. So I was like, you guys got to do this. My wife was a hairstylist and wasn't able to work for 10 weeks, shut down. And so we're like, everybody's got to pitch together and do this right now.
Has to.
Yeah.
Has to.
Yep. Or you're grounded.
Oh! Yes.
So one of my sons did dad jokes every week, and then my other son did movie reviews, and my daughter loves to sing, so we did a couple music videos with her, and she sang with me a couple times. So getting them involved, certainly. So they do know that I do this stuff, but I don't know. I think they're okay with it.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's get back to the live music here in the Devil's Lair with Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio. The next song you have is called One Last Serenade. It's from your 2015 EP, Esperanto, and recorded at Clutch Studios in the old Smart Studios. Did you run into any ghosts of famous bands there?
I wish. Paul, did you run into?
I mean, I might have, like, Butch's bass drum pedal one time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that place is a little haunted, don't you think?
But there was stuff in the basement for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of drum stuff down there. So, yeah, but just the vibes in that historic, you know, building. The gear's all changed. Everything's different, but the walls are the same. You know, the bricks are the same. So I'm sure there was some kind of vibes that were flowing. So it was a
honor.
It made Paul feel real cool, and that's really all that mattered.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. One Last Serenade. This is Mascot Theory live in the Devil's Lair, Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
like fresh, clean linen. A powder pie to the cold wind feels betrayed. We hide like children under beds full of sorrow as we wait for tomorrow. Chase those blues away. Now there's a reason for the change of a season. The falling leaves like my markers in the sky. The power we call me such a relative equation. And I'm certain there's a new day on the other side. I never was a perfect statue. I walk on until there's nothing. I've seen the sun go down like one last serenade. Though my boots have worn on through, I will walk on anyway. And when my days are few and my debts have all been paid, stew my feet will keep on moving. I will walk on anyway. Yeah, walk on. I've been prone to wander down those fresh gravel roads. Follow footsteps to the sweet, sweet by and by. A proud Italian man, and he's staring at me in the mirror. And I know that I can trust him, cause he looks me right in the eye. I never was the perfect statue. I walk on until there's nothing left to prove. I've seen the sun go down like one last serenade. Though my boots have worn on through, I will walk on anyway. And when my days are few and my debts have all been paid, still my feet will keep on moving. I will walk on anyway. Yeah, walk on. Statue, I walk on to. There's nothing left to prove. Oh, I've seen the sun go down like one last serenade. Though my boots have worn on through, I will walk on anyway. And when my days are few and my debts have all been paid, still my feet will keep on moving. I will walk on anyway. And when my days are few and my debts have all been paid, still my feet will keep on moving. I will walk on anyway. Yeah, walk on.
All right, the mascot theory live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7. It is hot. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr.
Terry Barr. Love this. I love you guys. It's so good to see your faces. Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I think Rocker wants to learn all about Flannel Fest.
Well, let's talk Flannel Fest. It's right.
Actually,
it's 2 days. November 5th is in Appleton, and November 6th is right here in the Mad City at Funk's Pub. Well, it's in Fitchburg, but hey, Eric, you and the mascot theory are performing, and Terry, you are MC of the event. Tell us about
Thank
the
you.
Event and what inspired you to create Flannel Fest.
Flannel Fest began, I believe, 8 years ago. I remember correctly. Paul's nodding. Is that true, or are you just nodding because you're like, that sounds like a number?
That sounds like a number. That's about how many times we've been doing it.
Yeah. That sounds about right, yeah. So it actually started with Beth Killey and I. We're the founders, and Beth and I had started writing together some songs, and then We're just like, we need a reason to put our bands on the same bill for something. And so we're like, let's do this festival thing. And then it became, well, we should definitely have a charity aspect. So we were looking around for different charities, and we stumbled upon Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund, mm-hmm. this amazing organization that's homegrown, it's Wisconsin, it's people helping people, and it's basically Wisconsinites in need. If they can't afford to pay their rent, in this COVID time, they actually have helped with rent too, but standard would be heating, power, utility type stuff. And this company, this organization would come in and just send them a check. And it was just an amazing thing that people were helping these folks out in these, you know, and of course it's freezing cold out sometimes. It's getting colder as it goes. So you think about if you don't have heat in your house, like what a luxury that you should just never have to go without. And so that just the fact that they were there, and that the other fact is that they came in and they come to our events and they're there. So it's not just we write a check at the end of the night. It's they're there with us. It's a lot of people all together working for one collective goal. But that's where it kind of came out of that. And then we've been doing it ever since in the Madison area. But then Mile of Music is an amazing festival up in Appleton, so I got to know a lot of folks up there. And we thought, why don't we spread it around the state? Keep Wisconsin Warm has a service center up there too. So we started doing it, I think, 3 years ago up in Appleton. So we just take the show on the road. It's a traveling show.
See, now I thought the inspiration might have been like, you know, like my wife would do something like, you look good in a flannel shirt. You should create a flannel fest.
I think
Beth, so this wasn't your wife? That
no, not at all. Beth actually said at one point, how about plaid fest? I'm like, it doesn't quite run off the tongue so much. So flannel fest works. Let's go with that. So we stuck with that. Yeah, so this year we're doing it again. And last year was different. We did the virtual thing, which was still a lot of fun, and got to collaborate with again on some of these videos with a lot of artists that we never would have been able to get in person. But it just was a really cool thing to see all those people. And I think we raised $16,000 last year virtually.
Wow.
So it's a high bar to hit live, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely come out. It's going to be a blast.
Now, Terry, you have been working for Flannel Fest for several years, and tell us about the fest from your perspective as an MC, as a host there.
I am so lucky. Eric and Beth asked me to be part of this, and Eric, too. I have to think, is it maybe 5 years ago already? It is one of my favorite festivals. We get to do, we wear our favorite flannel, and we see all our friends and have a great time, but what I love is nothing better than great music, and it's all for a good cause.
Yes.
And it's just so terrific to see everybody come together to help out our neighbors, basically. And I remember one interview, Eric, you and I did together. You told me that at one point some area musicians needed some help too. And it was sad to hear that, but at the same time, it just made, I think, all of us so proud to be part of this, to know this is helping people who need that kind of support at any time, at any kind of person. So
exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So thank you, Eric. And thanks all of you guys.
And that flannel thing, it's funny because Beth and I, for some reason, never thought, oh, people will wear flannel to this. I mean, duh. There's your great marketing moment we never even thought of.
Yes.
And then we like, wow, people are wearing flannel. So we had this like, it's just pretty cool because it's just like this, I think Beth coined the sea of flannel term. Like you look out when you're on the stage, it's a different view. So when we're looking out, it's just all these people in flannel. It's just like one big cozy hug in the whole place. It's pretty fantastic.
It is. I agree.
It's got to be hot under the lights, I'll tell you that much.
Yes.
Flannel Fest is taking place here in Madison at Funk's Pub on November 6th with a bunch of great bands we'll get to yet tonight. But right now, let's get back to some live music.
Woo-hoo!
With the Mascot Theory and the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. The next song you have for us tonight is brand new. It just may be on an upcoming album in 2022, and it's called Sliver of Maybe. It sounds intriguing. Pull the sliver out. What's this song about?
Funny story is this song is actually one of the oldest ones we have. It was rehearsed a few times many, many years ago, and I think it was even before the Nashville trip that we went down there for that second album. We rehearsed it a little bit, and then it sort of got lost in rehearsals. We just kind of let it be and forgot about it until I was doing the live stream shows last year, and I was literally looking for any song I've ever done to try to extend and not ever have to repeat a song. And I found this song, and I was like, oh, shoot, I always loved that song. I wonder why we stopped playing it. And then we just kind of brought it back when we started getting together again. post-pandemic, I guess. Are we post? I don't know if we're post-ish. And so we started doing it, and we started playing these shows again. I'm like, this. I think this is a killer song. We should actually take this into the studio. And so this is, it's called Sliver of a Maybe.
All right, Mascot Theory, live in the Devil's Lair.
Back in school, I liked the redhead girl when I was just a kid. And I wrote that girl a letter, cause that's what young boys did. It said, you and I could talk for hours, yeah, we could take it slow. Don't need to waste your pencil, but don't say do yes or no, just a sliver. And I fired off the message to a friend who passed away. See, my friend was getting updates from the place his body lay. I don't think it means I'm crazy if I try to reach a girl with a lot of communication and a little touch of hope. Just a sliver.
The Mascot Theory live here in the Devil's Lair. I'm Rocker here with Terry Barr. You are listening to Devil Radio 92.7. We're going to take a little break, guys, and we'll come back and do some more. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wonderful.
All right. Let's pay some bills. I'm